This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. You'll find this and all of our new video content at Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. It's your non-censoring YouTube alternative. But you get notified as soon as we post new content if you download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. We'll talk about that and the free bonus content you get as well before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, Russia. Things are getting interesting in the Black Sea region. Russia's Ministry of Defense letting it be known Tuesday that they're not happy with U.S. naval vessels in the Black Sea. Russian Ministry of Defense saying that U.S. is taking unscheduled actions to create a multinational grouping of armed forces near Russia's borders. According to the Russian Ministry of Defense, two U.S. Air Force B-1B strategic bombers flew over the Black Sea, coming within 60 miles, about 60 miles of Russia's border. Now, this could be dismissed as Russian propaganda if we weren't seeing reports here domestically of Republican lawmakers pushing the Biden administration to deploy American troops to Ukraine. In response to reports that have been denied now by the government of Ukraine of a buildup of Russian forces on the Russian side of the Ukrainian border. That Russian buildup reported by the Washington Post and CNN, government of Ukraine denies it. However, Defense News reported on Friday that Republican Representatives Mike Rogers of Alabama, Mike Turner of Ohio, citing a threat of invasion by Russian troops and demanding that the Biden administration sell more arms to the government of Ukraine and deploy American soldiers there. Pray that that doesn't happen. The supply lines between the United States and Ukraine are such, I mean, Ukraine is on Russia's border. Their supply lines are practically nil. And as we've mentioned on this program previously, wargaming the situation of a Russian invasion of Ukraine or somewhere else in Eastern Europe ends up with the American forces being defeated. I'm sorry, but we are not in a position to physically defend Ukraine if Russia decides it's going to invade. Topic number 4, CDC propaganda. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published an early release study last week that used a highly curated population to claim that mRNA-vaccinated people have a much lower rate of reinfection by COVID-19 than people with natural immunity, people who've gotten sick and recovered. Now, this study contradicted a much larger Israeli study this summer that found that there was no significant difference between those who'd been vaccinated and those who had natural immunity because they'd recovered from the a previous infection. So this has led some experts to wonder, you know, what is the CDC doing here? Harvard Medical School epidemiologist Martin Kulldorff tweeted that, tweeted that the study had a major statistical flaw because, again, it curated the population included in the study. According to Dr. Kulldorff, the CDC falsely portrayed hospitalized respiratory patients as representative of the population. These are people who got really, really sick, and so they only looked at them instead of looking at the population as a whole, which, according to Dr. Kulldorff, renders the odds ratio wrong, his word. Former New York Times journalist Alex Berenson argued that, and by the way, he's been kicked off of Twitter for inconveniently pointing to peer-reviewed studies, again, not right-wing anti-vax conspiracy theorist websites, peer-reviewed studies calling into question some of the claims being made by our elected officials. Berenson argued that the study, and I quote, is meaningless gibberish that would never have been published if the agency did not face huge political pressure to get people vaccinated, end quote. According to Berenson, it's not even clear that enough naturally immune people were hospitalized to reach statistical significance. In other words, the study fatally flawed. And again, directly contradicting the earlier Israeli study showing that people with natural immunity are just as resistant to an infection as people who've been vaccinated. But this is the message, though. Former director of Planned Parenthood, who's now a medical commentator for CNN, tweeted out Monday, "At some point soon, all adults will need COVID-19 booster shots. Those at higher risk should, with underlying medical conditions over the age of 65, 6 months after initial Pfizer or Moderna shots, etc., should get boosters now if they haven't already," end quote. Boosters now, boosters forever. Because CDC study says if you don't have the shot, even if you've recovered, you're more likely to get sick again. Again, that's not what the Israeli study, exactly the opposite of what the Israeli study found. Now, this new claim that you've got to get the shot and you got to get the booster and you got to keep getting boosters, this is what we rational thinkers would call a bait and switch. We were promised that if we got vaccinated, we could resume normal life. Now we're being told boosters every 6 months from now until eternity. Well, make no mistake, vaccines are big business. I did research on this almost 20 years ago for a story idea that became my first novel, The God Conspiracy. An investigative report by the United Press International in 2003, almost 19 years ago, found that since the mid-1980s, the CDC has doubled the number of vaccines recommended for children up to nearly 40 doses before age 2. That was in 2003. It's even more now. The CDC also tracks possible side effects, according to UPI, along with the Food and Drug Administration. This puts the agency in the awkward position of evaluating the safety of its own recommendations. They went on to note that developing a vaccine, again, this is almost 20 years ago, can cost $500 million. Recommendation from the CDC guarantees a market for those vaccines, and a 1986 law limits manufacturers' liability for side effects. This is even going even further for the COVID vaccines because of the way they were rushed into production. The only immunity with these mRNA vaccines is for the manufacturers, since now we know that the vaccines don't actually convey immunity, it just stimulates an immune response. According to UPI in 2003, their 2003 report, the annual global market from vaccines is expected to go from $6 billion today in 2003 to $10 billion in 2006. Note that here on this program, we previously reported that Pfizer estimates its revenue from the COVID vaccine in 2021 at $50 billion, $50 billion, rising to $80 billion projected for 2022. Moderna's revenue this year estimated at $20 billion. That's up from $60 million in 2020. You get the picture. I'm not saying there is something definitely wrong with the way all of this came about. I'm just saying we've known for a couple of decades now that when it comes to vaccines and the CDC, the foxes are guarding the henhouse. Topic number three, the actual numbers. Fascinating story out of Italy, where a newspaper there, Il Tempo, reports that the Higher Institute of Health in Italy has decided that it's miscounted deaths attributed to COVID-19. Instead of looking at people who died with COVID, as it did at the beginning of the pandemic, it is now only officially counting those as COVID deaths, people who died from COVID. There's a difference. And when they did this, the number of official deaths due to COVID-19 in Italy dropped by 97%. Seriously. Formerly, when they counted all deaths with COVID, 130,468 deaths registered. Now the new official total, 3,783. So far, no indication that the CDC here in the U.S. will follow Italy's example. Topic number two, Israel. Syria's military said Israel carried out airstrikes Monday night in central and western provinces of Syria. Two soldiers wounded, causing some material damage. Military said that Israeli warplanes fired those missiles from Lebanese airspace and added that Syrian air defenses shot down most of the Israeli missiles. In neighboring Lebanon, one woman slightly injured and several homes damaged when parts from Syrian anti-aircraft missiles fell on their village in northeastern Lebanon near the border with Syria. Coming up, the last man on Earth has returned from 2027. Again, we'll tell you about that next on 5 and 10.
Now, what's interesting is that's the first time I know that the government has admitted that the phenomenon, commonly known as UFO, is real. It's not a figment of people's imaginations, and in most cases, it's not swamp gas or some of the other kind of stuff that Project Blue Book and the Condon Report years ago did, which has always been thought of as a kind of cover-up for the UFO phenomenon.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion, at DefenderConference.com.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with The Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, he says he's the last man on Earth and he's got a warning for us. But not all of his followers on TikTok are believing his story. Javier, that's the only name he gives, claims he's in the year 2027 and he's posted a series of videos to TikTok to prove that he's the last man on Earth. Talked about him a couple of weeks ago. This story has not gone away, in fact. A lot of his followers on TikTok, 6 million followers on TikTok, pointing out that there are inconsistencies with his story. He's been showing clips of deserted streets in Spain and claiming that he's living in a parallel universe and coming to us from 6 years in the future to warn of a massive mass extinction event, leaving him the last man alive. I just find it very interesting that when you look at his videos and his photos, that despite being the last man on Earth, he still looks pretty well-fed, and he still has power. Somebody still producing electricity, at least in Spain in 2027. This just shows that there is nothing so ridiculous that you can't use it to generate 6 million followers on TikTok. I will say this, though. I'm stealing this idea for my next novel. It just as a plot device. Javier, if I knew your full name, I'd cut you in on a piece, but I don't know who you are. Anyway, Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown continues through January 15th. Take advantage of this because there's some really great information here, especially the new documentary film directed by Josh Peck, The Great Delusion. Some solid information in there. Features some great content from Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, and some brothers who've gone home to be with the Lord, like Russ Dizdar, Chuck Misler, Noah Hutchings, and Chris Putnam. Also some information, testimony there from Nick Pope, who traveled to here in the Ozarks. Nick was formerly employed by the Ministry of Defense in the U.K., talking about what he knows, at least some of what he knows. Very, very well done. And just one of the the presentations that you can take advantage of through January 15th. Watch on your own schedule. Binge watch in any order you like between now and January 15th. You can find out more, get a complete list of the speakers, and sign up at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. That documentary film, The Great Delusion, is the subject of this week's broadcast show from Skywatch TV. Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team talking with Josh Peck and showing an excerpt from the film. You get a free sample of the documentary on this week's broadcast show. The broadcast program goes out over the air all over the country, all over the world on Friday nights, thanks to Daystar Television. You get a complete schedule of the broadcast from Skywatch TV at skywatchtv.com/channels. You'll find the list of programs there, the list of networks, dates, times, places. But, of course, if you've got Skywatch TV on your Roku or Apple TV set-top box, we'll broadcast whenever you pick up the remote and click. You set the schedule. And, of course, the Roku and Apple TV channel also gets you these daily news updates and all of our other programs, the new broadcast shows, Simply His, the women's show that's unlike anything else on Christian television, our health program with Cherise Parton, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. This week, by the way, on Bible's Greatest Mysteries, talking about my brand new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, which we now have the hard copies. It's not in the Skywatch TV store yet, but it is available at Amazon for pre-order, and there will be a deal coming from Skywatch TV, but I don't know when it will go in the store. But just so you know, we do have the hard copies here, so pretty soon when you order, you won't. I mean, we've tried to schedule further ahead to account for the paper shortage they keep telling us about. Anyway, the Skywatch TV free mobile app downloads all of our programming right into your smartphone or tablet, and also gets you free bonus content. Tom Horn publishing now the Great Delusion series. Much of that information taken from the book that Josh Peck and I wrote back in 2017, The Day the Earth Stands Still. Was going back and rereading some of that stuff and thinking, man, we did some research for that. Good stuff there, and you can bring that right into your smartphone or tablet with our free mobile app for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And to make it easy, we've got links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar where it says mobile app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.